Jackson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and it's done!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, we are excited. Coach is in our studio today, and we cannot wait to talk about Michigan Tech hockey for the next 59 minutes here on Mix 93, and we are glad you're with us today. We want to remind you that you can email questions in if you are listening to this live at 10 o'clock in the morning. Email your questions in, dj@themix93.com. Of course, we replay this Monday evening on 920 AM WMPL at 6, and can always on demand it at the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com. Welcome back, Coach. Coach Pearson, how you doing today?
Good morning. I am so happy to be back. I was greeted last night by a few inches of snow that I had to shovel, and coming from Phoenix and that beautiful weather we had down there. But I'm really happy to be home, and I really thought it was very peaceful, even the snow coming down last night when I got home.
You know,
about 9:30.
There's few people that dwell on snow removal as much as you, I think, Coach Pearson.
Well, I enjoy it. I told someone out west there. I told them I was going to have. Looking forward to get back and doing a little roof raking and shoveling, and they asked me why, and I said, why don't you get somebody to do that? And I said, well, that's the time that I really enjoy and collect my thoughts and think about the power play and our lines and how we're going to forecheck and recruiting and all the things that come up when you need to go over. And when you're in the office and other places, you can't really, it's busy. So you get out there, it's peaceful, nobody's bothering me, and I can concentrate on those things. So that's when I do my best thinking.
And kind of your alone time.
My alone time, yeah. And I enjoy it. I enjoy being out, and I enjoy the physical part of it, and I enjoy the mental part, being able to think. So it's great to be back in the Copper Country.
Oh, congratulations, the championship down at the Desert Hockey Classic.
Well, I'm really proud and happy for our players, first and foremost. They put in a lot of effort. They put in a lot of work. I'm hard on them. Our staff is hard on them. We expect a lot out of them. But, to see them get rewarded, even though it was, by the shootout, nonetheless, the championship's a championship. And, there's a reason behind all the madness of playing in these tournaments. And it's to help us get ready when we get in situations like this, whether it's your home playoff series or in the playoffs or Final Five, or if you're fortunate to get the NCAA tournament. These are those type of settings, especially, you play Michigan in a championship game, which is now in the top 10. Yale's a very good hockey team, top 15 in the country. So it's good to get in those championship type games where, if you can find a way to win, you move on, and it's so important to get in those. So that's part of the reason we try and do these things. And I thought it was a great environment, that game on at Michigan, playing against Michigan at Joe Louis. And then obviously playing Yale was a great hockey game, and they're a good team. And that was really – those were great games for our team to have to play in.
It's interesting you brought that up about really you're talking about the mentality of those games,
right,
as much as the wins and losses.
Sure.
Because Reed Larson, actually, when we talked to him before the second game down there, before the championship game, he said the exact same thing. It's the mentality that you have to win or you're done type of thing.
Sure.
To prepare for the postseason.
Well, it is, and that's in the semifinal game. Your whole thought is to get in the championship game, get in that next game. You have to do whatever you can to get in the next game, and so it is. It's that mentality. Reed Larson, wow, Reed was down there.
Did I say that? Reed Sterls.
Oh, Reed Sterls. Oh, yeah.
That's not the first time I've
Larson,
said that.
But no, Reed Sterls, yeah. But it's right, and I think our players understand that, and I think, they're learning to play in those environments, and hopefully we can thrive in those.
Well, it was a great game. The Friday game, was one of our better games of the year. Talk in general, Coach, if you could, just about the overall play of the Huskies against UConn.
Yeah, and let me before I get into that, just want to really, a big shout out to our fans out there, our alumni, our fans. The turnout we had in Arizona was tremendous. And, I'll talk a little bit more about it, but some of the people I met, whether from Austin, Texas, or Chicago, or Toronto, or San Francisco, or Calgary, or Portland, Oregon, it was unbelievable. And I really want to thank those people. And you really get a sense of Husky hockey and the following that we have. And I really, it was great to see, and I really appreciate that, and I know our players do. But getting back to the game, I thought, you know, it was a good game. We were ready to play. I thought we skated extremely well. I thought we skated much better than we did even in the Michigan game in the GLI. And that's part of, you know, not being as rusty, even though, you know, we got off to a slow start, and I think they scored the first goal there on us. But overall, I thought we played well, and you're starting to see some different players come to the forefront, which is very encouraging. Now, we just got to get everybody going and on the same page, and we can be, you know, one really good hockey team. So I was very encouraged by our overall play in that first game against UConn, who you look at their record and you might not be overly impressed, but they've had some impressive wins. They're a very good team. They had just knocked off UMass Lowell. I think they beat U this year. I mean, they've got a very good team, and they play the right way, and Mike Cavanaugh's done a good job there at UConn, but it was a good game. It was an important game for us to win, and we found a way to win the game.
That Russian player, I mean, we knew going in he was going to be fun to watch. He was really impressive.
Well, he is. He's a high draft pick. You know, he's Phoenix property right now, and he was out there probably put on a little bit of a show, but you can tell he's about 6'4", but he moves well. He's got good skill. He's originally committed to Boston University, but something happened. They couldn't get into school or whatever, and you know, UConn did a good job, picked him up, and he's going to be a very good player for them. But he's one of the better players that we'll see all year, especially as a freshman.
First period, and the Huskies do get down in the game at the 9:59 mark of the first period. Patrick Kirkland gets his fifth of the season. Coming back with it is Johnny Huston. Check that, that's Drake. Drake walking in a shot. Big save, rebound, they score! It was Phillips making the stop. The rebound laid there, and Phillips had no chance. Huskies couldn't find it, and a first goal of the game going to UConn. They lead it 1-0, 9 minutes and 59 seconds in.
We talked about that goal, Coach, very similar to the goal against Michigan where the guy that shot the initial shot picked up his own rebound and was able to score.
Yeah, and very typical, almost identical type play. Our defenseman goes down. It's a two-on-two, and we have a back checker coming back, and they run a little crisscross pattern, and you know, our defenseman doesn't have a very good gap, and so he goes down and blocks the shot, which he did, and it happened to come right back to a player, and we just didn't do a good job of that back checking forward to keep continuing to come back and realize there's going to be some danger. You know, you never know when that block shot's going to go. So once a guy blocks a shot, he's usually out of the play. So now it becomes a 2-on-1 down there, and our forward has to understand he's got to continue to come back. Initially, you'd like a better gap on the play and play it differently. But when you don't, you have to sense that urgency and back check all the way to the crease area or the slot area. And we're there, but we read it as a 2-on-2 in both those instances and didn't understand maybe something might happen where the puck could come back to a guy. So we got to do a better job there. We'll show that again in video.
Is that, I mean, it's a bad luck play too, yeah, at the same time. I mean, they have to have a lot of luck to get it. Is that similar to the game-winning goal by St. Cloud too, in overtime, where the shot was taken? Did the same guy get the rebound on that one too?
He did, but that's a little bit different situation. That's more of a 2-on-1.
Okay,
and,
you
know. So, but yeah, he did block it and came right back to the guy. But similar. So, but these other cases where we had even numbers, if not more numbers than they did. So, and that's puck luck. You know, we talk about that a lot. So, you know, guy takes a shot and unfortunately comes right back to him, and that doesn't happen very often. But we didn't get puck luck on that goal. And you know, I thought we had a good period. We outshot him, outchanced him, out-attempted him and everything. But, you know, we got off to, you know, in both games we gave the other team the first goal. And that's not the recipe we want to follow, but it happened. But with this team, I will say this, regardless of what happens, they stay with it. You know, they can be down by two, have we seen before in the third period, or give up the first goal and they continue to play, which is very important.
I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong of me, but I feel good sometimes when we give up an early goal. I know that's not the way it's supposed to be, but I guess I don't panic about it the way that, you know, maybe we used to do.
Well, that's a good point. There's no panic there, and you sense that with our team also. There's no panic, and the only thing that the first goal does is gives the other team a little bit of a spark, a little bit of life. So, especially when we're getting a lot of home games now, so we're going to have to make sure that we're ready to go and try to get the lead and play with the lead in most games, and that's going to be very important here the second half.
Tell you, have no fear. Brent Baltus is the he's my favorite guy on the ice right now. Just watching him play, he scores to tie it up 4 minutes and 15 seconds after the UConn goal. Cycling down there with Lucchini. Lucchini double-teamed. He'll fire it back down low. And getting there first, Stamen.
Damon with it now, protects the